You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Many families and friends will be gathering over the next 2 weeks to celebrate Christmas and New Year's. It comes at a time when COVID-19 cases are on the rise in Pennsylvania and across the country. The state's acting physician general, Dr. Denise Johnson, joins us on today's program to provide some tips and advice on how to stay safe and avoid COVID, but not just COVID, but the flu as well during the holidays. Dr. Johnson, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure to be here this morning.
So Christmas coming up later this week and New Year's less than 2 weeks away. Is it safe to gather?
Well, I think we can gather with our families if we take the right precautions. We're quite different than last year. Last year, we didn't have vaccines available for everyone. And we know that these vaccines have proven safe and effective, especially to protect us against severe COVID disease and hospitalization. And the same for flu can protect us against those hospitalizations. So vaccination is the key that we have this year that we didn't have last year.
But if you would have asked most families, most friends, most people planning gatherings a month ago, they would have said, okay, we're all vaccinated. We have our boosters. We're fine. We're in good shape. Then Omicron came along. And we are seeing cases rise in Pennsylvania and across the country. Does Omicron make a difference in decisions that people should make as far as gathering?
Well, I think it does make a difference. What we've been finding out about Omicron is that it is so much more highly transmissible than the other variants that we have had. So if we recall the original COVID virus, Once Delta came on the scene, Delta was transmitted a whole lot easier than the original virus. And the same thing that we see with Omicron. So that indoor spaces are a lot more risky this year because of how transmissible Omicron is.
You know, I get the sense, Dr. Johnson, that after missing last year, and because most people are vaccinated, you get the sense that many people say, oh, we're getting together no matter what. Is that attitude kind of, is that worrisome, I guess I should ask, that because people missed it last year and they've been vaccinated, that maybe they'll even let their guard down a little bit this year?
Well, we know that people have been missing their families. They've been missing their get-togethers and certainly didn't get a chance to do it last year. But there are some precautions that you can take so that you could get together with your family. So first of all, again, vaccination. So people should be vaccinated and they should get their boosters if they're eligible. And they also should have their flu shot. So as you're planning for the holidays, those are steps that really should have been taken. But if you haven't quite done those things yet, you need to make sure that if you're in areas where people are unvaccinated or you're unvaccinated, you need to make sure that you're wearing a mask, a well-fitting mask that covers your mouth and your nose and does not have any additional gaps that does not fit very well.
Should situations be avoided if there are unvaccinated people there?
Well, one other thing to note is that if you are sick, if you're feeling sick, or of course you've been exposed, you should not be going to gatherings or hosting gatherings. So people who are sick should stay isolated at home and not travel and not go to events. If you are going to an event that may have unvaccinated individuals, an extra measure of protection that you can take is to do one of the rapid tests. That just gives you a snapshot of the present moment, but it can assure that you don't have an infection at the time that you plan to gather.
You know, I understand that there is a run on those tests. Just this weekend, my wife was telling me that she was in a pharmacy where there were just one person after another. There was just one person after another buying the rapid test. In fact, I understand there's a shortage in some places. Do we have enough of those outside around Pennsylvania, I should ask?
Well, I think that the availability of the at-home tests have been a little bit up and down, but I know that the manufacturers, as well as the federal government, are doing a big push now to make sure that we get more tests into the community. So even at these pharmacies and other places that you can get tests, they are getting new tests coming in every day. So I expect that we'll have more of those tests available, but that is increasing every day.
What about compensation for those tests? The Biden administration was encouraging and wanted people to be compensated for buying those tests because a lot of cases are not cheap. Where does that stand?
Well, I think that we will be able to, those who have health insurance, be able to get reimbursement with their health insurance for those tests. From the federal government, that will be available. But in the meantime, we also do have multiple free testing sites all across the Commonwealth. And on the Department of Health website, you can go and find free testing available in many, many communities. And so we are trying to make sure that people do have access to tests, whether or not they get them over the counter or come to one of these testing sites or other testing sites that are already in your neighborhood.
Let's take a phone call from Bob in Mechanicsburg. Bob, you're on Smart Talk.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Dr. Johnson, I had a question about if someone gets COVID, I've always asked people what variant they have, and no one ever knows which variant they have. Who gets tested for the variant to decide what variant someone has?
Well, thanks for asking that question. That's something that we hear from a lot of people. The way that we test for COVID right now with the antigen test or even with the PCR does not detect the variant. The way that we detect the variant is with sequencing that virus. So the sequencing does take a while. It's not instant or overnight like we would do for the PCR or the antigen testing. So we really only do a subset of sequencing of all of the positive tests that we have. So we really get just an average of what virus is circulating. We've had some newer strategies with the Omicron. There are some screening tests that we can do so that we can identify some of the positive cases that may be Omicron, and then we can sequence it. But it is a two-step process. So immediately when you get a test, we can't tell you right now whether or not it's Omicron.
But Dr. Johnson, just to clarify, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if you are tested, even if you have the you contracted the Omicron variant, it is going to show a positive on the test, correct?
Yes, that is correct. But scientists are looking at Omicron to see, you know, already we know that it's more transmissible. But the other things that we want to know is how well do our vaccines work against Omicron? Right now, we know that people who are vaccinated and boosted, even though you can get a breakthrough case, these vaccines are protecting us very well against being hospitalized or dying from COVID. But we also want to know the different treatments that we have, how effective they are against Omicron. That work is still going on right now, so we don't have definitive answers, but we will want to know then if Omicron is present in high numbers in our area, especially if our therapies are impacted by Omicron.
Hey, Bob, thank you very much for your call. Dr. Johnson, Pennsylvania has more than 70% of the population fully vaccinated, but yet cases continue to grow. Why?
Well, we even though we are seeing some breakthrough cases, the majority of cases that we're seeing that are hospitalized, and even the majority of cases in general, are still in the unvaccinated. So even though we've got more than 70% of people who are vaccinated, Pennsylvania is a large state. And so we have millions of people that are still unvaccinated.
So you're saying that what is making up why the cases continue to grow is still that large population of people that are unvaccinated.
Yes, that's part of it. Again, we do have some breakthrough infections. We know that, especially in the elderly who were vaccinated quite a while ago, until they are boosted, there is some waning of immunity. And so that although people are getting their boosters, certainly everyone who's eligible for a booster has not quite gotten that. We are seeing a lot of Pennsylvanians get vaccinated, though. We are averaging more than 54,000 vaccination shots every day in the Commonwealth. So people are stepping up to get those booster doses and those original series vaccinations. But we still have a ways to go, and we're continuing to work diligently every day to make sure that every Pennsylvanian who is eligible can get their vaccination.
You know, since the beginning of this pandemic, there has been a lot of questions about numbers and what we should be releasing. I know just within the past 2 weeks, Department of Health decided to provide a weekly report rather than a daily report. I've heard a suggestion that hospitalizations or deaths should be the key statistics for knowing how bad the situation is. What do you think about that?
Well, early on in the pandemic, I think we were really focused on the daily numbers. But as time has gone on, we really need to look at the trends and see where we're going. As you said, we really want to know what's going on with hospitalizations, but we also want to know if our cases are rising, if they're plateauing or going down. And then also, you know, we also have been looking at what the spread looks like in our community. So I think as the pandemic has raged on, our focus has been different. And now we want to make sure that we are keep preserving our hospitals and keeping people from getting really sick with COVID. And that's why we are putting so much emphasis on vaccination and boosters.
Pennsylvania's Acting Physician General, Dr. Denise Johnson. Dr. Johnson, thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Have a great day.